Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. Spring has sprung. It's time to get back in the garden. And we mentioned last week that the Horticulture and Home Pest News website has been rebranded to the Yard and Garden website in late March. And now the second update with that, the newsletter has also been changed to Iowa Gardening News. The first issue of the new Iowa Gardening News hit inboxes yesterday, April 9th. And again, if you're not subscribed, we encourage you to do that. This newsletter comes out only 15 times per year, once a month, except for April, May, and June, when you'll get two newsletters packed full of timely gardening tips for around the home, yard, and garden. In this week's issue of the Iowa Gardening News, the task of the week is repotting your pot-bound houseplants. Be sure and check that out, as many houseplants that were brought indoors should be checked and repotted before going outdoors or before they go through another spring growing season. Frequently asked question of the week in this week's newsletter is, what happens if the seedlings I've started indoors are yellow-green in color? And our pest of the week is crabgrass. Crabgrass is a notorious problem in many lawns. Above all things, the best way to prevent crabgrass infestation in lawns is to maintain a thick, healthy lawn through proper mowing, irrigation, and fertilization, as crabgrass has a difficult time germinating and surviving in thick turf. You can check out a variety of lawn and garden resources for caring for your lawn through timing of things such as mowing and fertilizing. Those are on the Extension store if you have specific questions on how and when to do things in your lawn. Now is also a great time to look at control options, as control of crabgrass with pre-emergence herbicide is the most effective way to gain control. Pre-emerge herbicides work by disrupting the germination process of the crabgrass seeds that fell into the lawn last fall, but they must be applied before the seeds germinate and are not effective on any seeds that have already emerged. There are several pre-emerge herbicides that will control crabgrass in established lawns. These include active ingredients such as Benefin, Bensulide, Pendimethalin, and Dithopyr. Often these are combined with a turf-type fertilizer and marketed as something labeled a weed and feed. This allows the gardener to apply a pre-emerge herbicide with one application. Keep in mind that pre-emerge herbicides will prevent the germination of all turfgrass seeds, so if you're trying to plant grass seeds or overseed thin patches in your lawn, you want to be very careful, as the only pre-emerge herbicide that you can use is Siduron. This will effectively control crabgrass without affecting the germination of turfgrass seeds, so be very careful to read and carefully follow all of those label instructions depending on what your goals are in your lawn this summer. Grass seed can be sown in late summer after a spring application of any pre-emerge herbicide. By late summer, the herbicide will have broken down and will not interfere with grass seed germination if you plan to overseed your lawn this fall. Crabgrass seeds germinate from spring to mid-summer and usually begins when soil temperatures reach about 55 degrees in the spring. And a reminder, you do need to have those pre-emerge herbicides down before those crabgrass seeds germinate. They should normally be early to mid-April in southern Iowa and mid-April to May 1st in central Iowa. But again, that is just a general guideline, so you may want to be thinking about putting down that pre-emerge early this year, as we have had quite a bit of warm weather. You can check the ISU Extension website for soil temperatures and watch that as well. Mother Nature also provides some helpful clues. Pre-emerge herbicides should be applied when the forsythia blooms start dropping or when redbud trees begin to bloom. Crabgrass seed germination will usually start immediately after these events. If preventative strategies fail, you can use post-emerge herbicides, but these will only provide temporary control of crabgrass. They will actively kill growing plants but will not kill any seed, and a pre-emerge should be used the following spring to catch all of those dropped seeds. You can check out that Yard and Garden newsletter website for more information on all of the tips for controlling crabgrass with pre-emerge herbicide, post-emerge herbicide, using corn gluten meal, and the all-time favorite hand pulling or digging. There's also information in there about controlling crabgrass in your garden beds and landscape planting to make sure that you're keeping those plants in place that you want to see in your yard. So once again, check out the new Yard and Garden website and be sure to subscribe to the Iowa Gardening News. If you did already receive the Horticulture and Home Pest newsletter, you will still be on the list for this new newsletter and it will look very familiar to the one you got in the past. Also want to invite folks to follow along with us next week as we celebrate Iowa State University Extension and outreach across the state with Extension Week. That is happening next week, the 15th through the 20th. We'll be celebrating here in the Extension office next Monday through Friday. Feel free to stop in and grab a kids' goodie bag to go activities, or you can stop by and grab one of the many gifts and giveaways that we'll have out in our front office. And we invite you to check out all of our publications and resources and flyers for our upcoming events while you're here. We also invite you to follow along on our website and social media pages. We'll be hosting an iSpy Sci contest. We've got a little miniature flat Sci that will be headed out across Cass County next week. You'll find him in various places hidden around our website and also popping up in photos in locations around Cass County. You can enter to win prizes by finding him either on our website or identifying where the photo of Sci was taken in Cass County, as we celebrate all of our different partnerships and clients across Cass County during Extension Week next week here in Cass County and across the state. Again, stay tuned to our website and social media pages next week for all of those details, and we hope you'll join us in celebrating either online or by stopping by the Cass County Extension Office. Of course, you're welcome to stop by the Cass County Extension Office anytime. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and we're more than happy to help you find information on an upcoming event, locate resources and research from Iowa State University, and learn more about different programs that we have coming up. You can visit us at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Or as I mentioned, stop by any of our website and social media pages to stay up to date on all of our resources and upcoming events. We hope to see you next week for Extension Week. Until next week, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.